Okay, guys, we are back with Millennial Minds, and my name is Jazz Vaughn, and I have here
Cocafina.
She will be assisting me in this podcast for this first entire season, maybe the second season, who knows. But this here is season one, episode one, and that's Cocafina over here doing her things.
Smoking a blunt, guys.
Gotta get the vibes going, right? So would you like to tell them what our topic for this episode would be, which would also be the title of this podcast itself?
Of course. You know, this topic, I think, is near in heart, so there's a lot to talk about. But basically, we're doing losing yourself and finding your inner purpose. We'll dive in deeper on what each one is.
Okay. That was our topic. So, we can jump right into this, or we can ask questions. How do you want to go about?
I had some things in mind. I wanted to kind of talk about why this is near and heart to me, and why it's near to heart and you, and why we picked this to be our first topic to open up the season.
Okay.
I think this is a great topic to pick because there's so many people that find themselves lost and not really sure why they're lost and what they're lost about. And most of that lost feeling makes you feel like you have no purpose. And, you know, it makes you question yourself and your value and your worth. So I think it's a great topic. And it does not matter, I think, the age group either, because people are struggling with this in
every aspect. Yeah.
Kids. High school, kids. Adults, young adults, grown adults, old people.
Everyone.
Yeah, like everyone's trying to figure out themselves.
The moment you're alive to the moment you die.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very true. I wrote that in my notes too, and I said age was just a number, because no matter what age you are, you will feel this. I know I feel like I can relate to this topic a lot because I can transition right from out of it, because I just lost a lot of myself for the last year. And I recently just found myself, and I still am finding myself. So maybe that's where I can resonate. But did you have anything clear in mind you wanted to go forward into? I know that you wanted to say how it resonated to you.
Yeah. So basically for me, losing yourself, I lose myself a lot because I give so much of myself to other people when I'm in a relationship, and I give myself up for the happiness of the other person. I tend to not find value in my happiness, and in that I lose myself, because for you to be happy and for you to feel fulfilled, you're going to have to be true to yourself. You're going to be lost when you're not happy, when right. you're making other people happy. And I constantly am trying to make other people happy. So in the last year, in the last couple months, I've had to come face to face with what that is of losing yourself and what it's like to give someone everything and lose yourself in that. But also having to learn that it's a continuous process.
Right.
Like, you're going to keep seeing how you're losing yourself. You're going to find different areas that you're lost in that you have to, fuck, I got to redo everything again and refine myself and do all these kind of challenging things, all these questions and self-analyzation you have to go through, and then finding your inner purpose, I think for me is big, because I'm passionate about so many things, and I want to do so much when it comes to, like, you know, let's say work and business wise, and there's so much that I want to do for myself and for my, like, to grow internally,
right?
And I feel like a lot of the things that I want to do in my, let's say, core business area of my life has a lot to do with what I want to do personally. It has to do with who I am and helping other people. And I know part of my inner purpose is to be, you know, this person who does feel everyone's pain. I feel that. That's a right. good thing. I'm supposed to use that for the benefit of other people. And that's to do greater good. You know, that's to be there for other people. I know I have that energy, and I know I give that off. And it's more of finding that and actually going with it or whatever.
That was a lot, and I can feel like I resonate with all of that, especially in relationships. I think where we tend to lose ourselves the most because we get so involved with other people that we put them first, and instead of putting ourselves first, we lose ourselves. So, I can say that a lot of me really did get lost in my previous relationship, and I feel like now that I'm transcending out of that, it feels good to finally recognize who I really was and who I really am, because I lost so much of me in every aspect, and I felt like
How?
I think I let go of myself physically, and I let go of myself mentally, spiritually, in every way. So I felt like it was not just like I lost a part of me, it was like I really lost the entire version of myself. And I had to go back and be reborn, kind of thing. Leaving environments, leaving people behind, leaving friendship behind, leaving everything that was in the past and was in yesterday, and moving to the new version of me for tomorrow. So I think it was, it was a hard time, but it was actually a very, a very blooming time. Instead of just being a hard time, I made it a positive thing. So what did I learn from this? How can I better my expectations and outcomes of myself versus someone else's, and putting myself first and choosing to not lose myself once again? How do you know when enough is enough?
Right. So I feel like that question goes with losing yourself, because you lose yourself when you don't know your value, and you don't know your value when you can't tell what's enough, you know? And I think that question is subjective to each person and even to the situation. Like, there's times that I feel like I can put my foot down right away on a situation, and it's because I've already grown enough and I already know that that's not tolerated anymore. I'm not going to put up with that shit. So that means that it's a no. And there's other times that I just let things go and go and go. And it's because I haven't mentally gotten to a place to understand that that's still questioning my worth. That's me still not putting myself first. But I think enough is enough when you are being forced to constantly be in pain. That you're not choosing to be unhappy, but you're choosing to stay unhappy. Like,
Correct.
that's enough. You should not be unhappy all the time. Like, yo, relationships are hard. Like, life is fucking hard. And things are gonna be hard to communicate and hard to understand. Like, you're two different people, two different minds, like, two different upbringings. There's so much differences, but there has to be a point when you say no, and no has to be when you're being put through so much that you are losing yourself.
Right.
That you no longer know when they did the first time they fucked up. Like, you can't even remember that because it's been so much. You know, when was the last time you could be that happy? Like, there's so much you have to question in yourself. And I think when you start asking yourself, is it enough? Yes. When you start questioning your
Questioning your own
relationship
self.
and yourself, yes, it's time to go.
Right. Okay. I like
What
that.
about you?
I think I feel the same way. I can piggyback off what you said. You have to really look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, like, today I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing anything for myself. And that's when you say, what do I do from here? Because you're not gonna notice it as you go, go by, and you get so involved with someone, you're gonna find out after, like, the hardships and after everything. So yeah, I can kind of agree with you on the one, once you finally see it and you really sit with yourself.
I think we've been talking about losing ourselves with relationships, and we've been talking about it in a romantic sense. But losing yourself can be in many different ways. You can lose yourself in many different types of relationships. And I think there's times you don't even know that you've lost yourself in that relationship. For example, family. There's a lot of times that the people you grow up with force you to not even know yourself. You don't actually know yourself until you leave those people, you know. And same thing for friendships. There's friendships that you do lose yourself in because you don't grow. You don't change. They don't push you. You're kind of lost with them. Neither of you are doing the growth. Neither of you are looking internally. You know, like, you're both allowing yourself to just
be lost. That's where your choices should be your choices and nobody else's choices. So I can definitely see that.
And enough with enough with friendships.
Yeah.
There has to be those a are limit.
Yeah, besides relationships, I believe that friendships are the first, like, toxic
friendships
areas.
Are relationships.
And, like, yeah, they are relationships. They feel like it, especially when you're not friends. Oh, that breakup?
Yeah. Breaking serious. Up with a friend is just as emotional. Just because that is emotional pain. That platonic love is just as intense as having a romantic relationship.
Right.
But even with a friendship, there has to be a limit. There has to be enough. A friend will push you and make you just like a relationship. Right. They will test you. They will see how much you are willing to take. And there still has to be enough with that. There has to be a point where you say, you know what? This friendship is not serving me. The same way this relationship ain't serving me.
Okay. So how do you then find your inner purpose after that? Once you've already established, you've lost yourself and now you're in the process of regaining that, how would you find your inner purpose, so to speak?
I feel like you find your inner purpose once you've chosen yourself continuously. Mm-hmm. Once you prove to yourself that you are actually in the headspace to want to put as much as you put in other people into yourself to succeed, and that you are really picking yourself, you're not taking shit from nobody, and you're seeing, listen, you're calling the kettle black, okay? You're seeing that shit and you're saying no.
Right.
Like, I know what the fuck I'm seeing. This is not right. The way I feel is not right. And once you get past all that, you start, I think, seeing what you really want, because you don't have the opinions.
Or seeing what you're really worth.
Right. Because as soon as you start saying no, you see other people that are willing to give it to you so easily.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to ask.
Or settle.
You don't. Yeah. They will just do, because you already don't tolerate it. And they know that you don't tolerate it. So once you actually start doing that, where the universe is going to test you to see actually how ready you are. So you have to have done all the work to actually be who you are meant to be continuously, so that you can actually start doing what your inner purpose is. Because if you're a person who's going to be like, yeah, I changed, you know, I'm all about me, I'm not going to take this, no one's going to do me like this, and then you let someone do you like this, the world just proved you wrong.
Correct.
Like, okay, well, you said you was done, but clearly you're not. So you're not going to find your inner purpose until you actually get past that. And it's going to keep testing you. And I think that's what the universe does. Have you actually found yourself? Do you actually know who you are? Are you living your life to the fullest potential? Your actual truth, no one else's.
Right.
If that's a yes, shit will just start coming to you. Everything that's supposed to come to you will just fall in line. That means your purpose. You'll find what you're meant to do.
Right.
And you'll be good at it.
Not a lot of people know that at this time, especially
our age group.
the rant was good. I was loving it. I felt like I was in church. I believe that when we go back to ages and stuff like that, just because we're millennials, I feel like we think like this the most. But there are people who are way older than us that don't even have that value to themselves, like knowing their inner purpose. And it's sad to kind of see them, because they're like, you know, like, I wish I was you, and I wish I was, you know, younger to see. But I'm like, you can still do that, and you can still gain your inner purpose. Because I don't necessarily know my inner purpose. I know I have one. And I think to hope to know one day what it'll be, like, that is enough for me to be like, you know what? I have a purpose, or an inner purpose, but I have worth. But some people get discouraged and they think, okay, you know, well, I don't really know what my inner purpose is. So where do I really look? You know, a lot of people don't, I'm kind of like saying they don't find themselves right away, but it's a journey and it's not going to happen overnight.
You're
going to
keep finding yourself, because you're going to keep losing yourself.
Correct.
Like, I don't think you're going to stop losing yourself, but when you lose yourself, it should be easier to get back up. You should be able to see yourself being lost and be like, yeah, no, I'm not doing this again. I'm going to stop right here. Like, you have to just be like,
2020 already tested me on that one, so.
Yeah, and guess what? Until you don't actually stand up and say, nah, I know what the fuck. It's going to keep doing
it. I know what's
it.
Good.
It's going to keep coming to
I
you.
I agree, and I caught myself, and I was like, nope, can't get lost again. And I really caught myself falling into the trap. And it's very easy and it's very comforting to just be like, okay, you know, I know what I know over here. No, don't fall into the hole, because you get sucked into this black hole, then you are back in the same cycle.
Yes.
And it sucks.
Yes.
And I'm so happy I'm out of my cycle. Because God knows I was about to get tested again. And not for Corona.
Not for Corona.
I don't know. Did you have any questions? I don't know. We can keep ranting a little.
Not necessarily, but I think it's interesting to talk about maybe what in our life that has made us feel this way. Like, are there anything that, like, okay, so, like, for example, there's things that drive us, that make us, you know, want to...
Motivated.
Yeah, makes us want to do things. That keeps us up at night, or, you know, that's how we push ourselves past everything. So, what's something that you feel like keeps you going? Like, at the end of the day, when you're in your bed and you're cuddled up and you're in your little ball upset, like, life is hard and the people around you, like, what is your, like, you know what? No, like...
Kind of like my hope? Like, or...
Yeah, maybe. If you had this hope or whatever this is in a little card that you could put inside of your heart as mm-hmm. a little safe, you know, but you pull that out every single night to look at it, what would that be?
I would, like, kind of, you're asking kind of, like, what also, what was I going to say? Like, what keeps me, what keeps me going?
Yeah.
Kind of each night, so, okay. I would say what keeps me going is that, as cocky as it sounds, like, I know I have more potential each day. Mm-hmm. So I know, like, I question myself a lot when I see other people, like, if they did it, why can't I? Mm-hmm. So I like to challenge myself, and I think that it's like, all right, Jasmine, you've already done this and that. Now how else can you do more mm-hmm. kind of thing? And I think it's just, like, I feed off of myself, and it's like, if I see myself accomplish those things, I'm like, yeah, I did that, so why can't I do it again? Mm-hmm. So that makes it easier for me to put another task in front of my life now and be like, well, okay. You know, each day I have to try harder and harder, whether it's within myself, within my, like, life, within my friends, within my family. But, yeah, I think it's just my own motivation, so to speak, kind of thing. Like, I keep my energy pumping, and that's where I get it from.
Mm-hmm. And then, what do you think when it comes to losing yourself? What's one thing that helps you actually get back to that place? Because losing yourself in that process, you get depressed. You know, maybe you have severe anxiety. Like, mm-hmm. there's actual things you have to deal with once you actually hit that bottom that you have to do to get back up. So it's like, how did you get back up? You said it happened again. Like, mm-hmm. how do you... Once you lose yourself, or how did you get back up this last time you lost yourself? You know, like, was it just, you know, a few months that you were lost? Was it the whole relate? Like, how do you get through that and actually find yourself? After you did all that work and you're like, damn, how do you then get up? Like,
mm-hmm. Well, I just want to say, like, all wounds heal eventually. So the thing is that when I see myself in this and I need to pick myself up, I think about how I need the time to really heal in that moment. So if I'm going to be upset, cry, mourn about it, I give myself about like a 3-day period, depending on the situation. And I let myself really intake all that and accept it for what it is. And that moment is like me forgiving, mm-hmm. Accepting, forgiving, and letting go kind mm-hmm. of thing. And then the next day, I not try to ignore it, but I kind of ignore it from there. I'm like, well, yesterday I gave it peace and I let it go and that's no longer part of me. Now today's a new day and I try to like move past it. I work like a machine. So it's like, for me, it's easy to hit that on and off button. For some people, it may not be that easy. But when it comes to stuff like this and I have to pick myself back up right after the devastation, I definitely have to give myself that time. And then, yep. But, yeah, I give myself that 3-day period and say,
like,
okay.
A grace period.
Yeah, like a grace period. And it feels good because it's like, then I won't torture myself mm-hmm. for the rest of it. Like, oh, you should have paid attention more. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I don't beat myself up. Mm-hmm. And I just start feel good about myself. The more I feel good about myself, the more I forget about that pain, and it's mm-hmm. healed already because I've closed that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I would deal with my recovery stage, mm-hmm. I want to say.
There's a lot of healing wounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes a lot. Mm-hmm. But, hey, meditation works, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
It helps clear and let free of all of that.
Yeah. Talking helps. Writing. Creating, whatever that is for you.
Painting,
right. Drawing,
reading.
Poetry, reading, whatever can help you just fuel inspiration. You know, you want to let things out in a creative manner. You know, you want to express yourself creatively. And sometimes it helps because you don't even know what's wrong sometimes. And you can just start writing and the words just flow. Mm-hmm. You just end up, oh shit, wow.
I've said a lot.
Like, wow, that's really how I feel, you know? And even talking sometimes, you say things that you didn't even know you were thinking because your subconscious is like, bet, now everything can come out. And it's like, wow, I didn't have time to catch up. And I was thinking about that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's important that when you are losing yourself, that you are finding ways to just hone in on just you, you know? Like, sometimes being creative allows you to do that because you're in your head alone. Nobody's in there but you, you know. But having people that you can actually talk to when that is, that they know, you know, oh, shit, like, I'm having a tough day and I can't, like, and you want to just let it out. That's when you'll figure it out, you know, and you want to have that person that you could turn to. Mm-hmm. Or, like I said,
just
other
a
outlets.
Form of release.
You know,
yeah.
Like, you said yoga, maybe meditation. Like, those are ways to help people. Some people, like Esmeralda.
Miss Cocafina here.
Right. Crop that Esmeralda part out.
Gotcha.
Crop. Some people, like Cocafina right here, you know, we turn to other things. You know, we, like you heard me, light up. Turn to some nicer alternatives that really help me hone in to my inner thoughts and really analyze things on a deeper level, let's say. And it also allows me to be creative. It gets me into that space that I need to actually dive into what the problem is. And it also keeps me very calm. So even when there's so much going on, I need to feel like I am in control. And help when you feel in control and you help yourself feel in control, that's when you take things into your own hands,
right.
You know, like you're actively trying. So it's important to just constantly be in that space of control and understanding. And when you don't feel like you're in that space, then you definitely know that's a red flag, you know, like I'm falling off the wagon, I better get back on. Like, I need to, something's not going right. I need to analyze what my moves are. You did something, one of your moves wasn't right. You didn't calculate correctly. Like, you gotta sit down and see things, you know? I feel like we're always just moving fast paced that we think if we take a second, we're gonna
mm-hmm.
lose.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
I think that's the tri-state mind too, you know?
New York mentality, you know?
We're slowing it down over here in Atlanta.
Yes, you have to, because listen, like, we want to just run and thinking that's the way you're going to win. But if you don't take that second to actually, let's say, tie your shoe when you're running
mm-hmm.
so you don't trip, you're going to lose more time. Like, in the long run.
Challenge really quickly. Take those 10 minutes for yourself daily. I think that's so important for people, especially people who work in offices and all this other stuff. Take those 10 minutes for yourself
mm-hmm.
because it's primarily important. And okay, maybe we don't always have our form of release to be smoking weed because, you know, maybe we're at work or some shit, but
right.
Try to find something. And the most simplest thing you can do if it's a nice day out is go outside,
mm-hmm. go for a walk,
hear nature,
music,
like
listen to nature, write in nature, like,
or you know what? What's Maurice today?
Yeah.
What are other ways we can advise our fellow millennials about maintaining their inner peace?
Yeah, I think my advice would be kind of like something I already mentioned, which is you constantly have to reevaluate. And sometimes, for most people I know, journaling helps. And is not a diary. It's just a way of, this is what happened today. Like a quick summary so you mentally know how you're feeling.
a release pad.
Yeah.
Or a release notebook.
Whatever, you know, and it doesn't even have to be writing. You can just bullet point, you know, like you can doodle, whatever. But just taking that time to just, you know, oof, today was a day or whatever. But I think it's just you take time for you and you find time for you so that anytime you start to steer away from that time for you, you know something's going on. You know, like, take that time to do things that you like to do. Find new things you like to do, you know, so that you don't have that space of getting lost.
Right.
You know, like, if you invest in yourself, the people around you are just going to know, yo, yeah, this person got to go to the gym every day. Mm-hmm. They might be annoyed, like, oh, this gym head, you know, but hey, yeah, that's you. Mm-hmm. They're still going to be around you to support you, but they already know that's something you're going to be committed to. But you have to be committed to it so that other people actually take you serious.
Right.
You know, and that's part of making sure that you stay on track, that you don't lose yourself, and that you keep, you know, investing in whatever your purpose is. You know, like, if you know who you are, you'll find your purpose faster. Mm-hmm. The reason why so many people don't know their purpose is because they're so lost. Mm-hmm. How are you going to know a purpose if you don't know yourself?
Exactly.
Like, you got to take that time. At some point, you got to do it, you know?
And that's where I want to say, people tend to forget to check in on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how I wanted to respond in my way to maintain that inner purpose and check in on yourself. How do you know, you know, and you were saying, evaluate and reevaluate. Those kind of go hand in hand. Reevaluate yourself. Check off what's wrong and what's right. Check in on yourself. Are you doing okay? Are you emotionally feeling okay? Are you mentally feeling okay? Are you physically feeling okay?
Reevaluate your surroundings. Reevaluate the people around you.
Your environment.
Right. What are you... You have to understand that everything's connected. Mm-hmm. Like, there's sometimes that it goes down to the way your room is. Like, literally... The
Thank
place
you're saying
you sleep
that because
in.
We're in my room.
Like, no, I'm serious. It's a lot. It goes, it's very specific, but you have to just check in. There is something that you could do to change, just a small thing that will help to make you feel better. Like, you know, this little girl over here decided to spend like $15 on a candle.
Hey.
But hey, the candle made her happy.
It does.
And that's what matters.
Amazing.
Exactly. So that is one small thing that she did, exactly, that treated herself and that made her happy, you know, and that's in her space. So that's a reminder. I spent $15 on this candle. I'm going to smell. I'm going to turn it on.
Every day.
So.
And I'm going to go back for another one.
There you go. And that can become a habit. That can become her way of maintaining that, yeah, I'm worth a $15 candle.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it's just something small, but it matters. You do that one thing, you try to do that one thing, and you try to make it a habit so that you are putting you first, you know?
I started to take that as, if you would do it for somebody else, why wouldn't you do it for yourself?
Exactly.
So... If you check in on your family, check in on your partner, your friends, then why are you not checking in on yourself? Because you need to get around to other people. So if you're not okay, how do you expand that to other people?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, check in. If you check in, that's kind of my thing now. Like, if you check in or you do something for somebody, why wouldn't you do it for you first?
You treat other people. You put other people first. You prioritize them. Do that for you.
And
it should be you first, always.
That's why I no longer buy candles for, like, cheap. Because I used to buy nice shit for people. Like, candles is, like, a good gift, you know?
I love candles.
And I spend money on people. And then I'm like...
Candles are expensive.
They are expensive.
People don't know that.
People still get the cheap ones, you know?
I know. But I still try.
Shit. If I'm buying you a $15 candle and I appreciate you, I'm going to show myself I appreciate me by buying me an expensive candle, too.
Right.
Why am I going to go settle for that $5 one versus the $15 one, which I really like? Shit, I'm doing it for somebody else. I'm definitely doing it for me.
Gotcha.
First.
Gotcha.
And
that's putting yourself first. That's like a materialistic thing, but that's how literal putting yourself first is.
Mm-hmm.
Putting yourself first on the line, feeding yourself first off of your plate before other people eat off of your plate. It is literally... looking around you and making sure that you are feeding you. Like, it's not about it being selfish. At the end of the day, you got to be good to feed other people. you gotta be in a good place to keep your plate full. If right. you're gonna have so many people eating off of your plate, you gotta be good, which means you gotta be selfish at some point in order to get to that place.
And if you lose yourself, you can't help somebody else at find all. Themselves
or be in a better place.
Yeah, be in a better place.
You're gonna be too lost.
Yep. So I think it's important to make sure you reevaluate and you check in with yourself to know if you have that inner purpose or you are lost in the world right now, wherever you are, whatever it is, or you are in that process of finding yourself. Every lesson and everything you go through, every experience is try to see it in the positive way. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So
that's the truth.
Hey, you lose yourself and you're going to lose yourself and you're going to continue to lose yourself. But what's important is that you keep finding more about yourself. So I think that's what's primarily important, is that you keep reevaluating, checking in. But that'll be... Go ahead.
No, and that'll be... But... And...
A little more.
Something that I think I would like the... Something I would like all millennials to do, and something that I would love to do with the fellow millennials that want to listen and that want to share, is share. You know, like, let us know as well. Sometimes it is easier to talk to someone you don't know at all. And what's great about us...
Judgment.
Yeah, it does. What's great about us, and I mean, I should speak more for myself, but I'll say us.
Excuse you.
Is we're not judgmental in that sense.
Right.
Like, I think the whole point of us even creating this and wanting to go into the topics that we want to talk about is because there isn't enough conversation, and because there's a lack of understanding, and there's a lack of, you know, people wanting to go into it deeper, and people wanting other people to go into it deeper. Like, sometimes we are in a mental space to have this conversation, and we don't have anyone around us that can have those conversations.
Right.
And that already is making us not grow. So at the end of the day, we're creating a space that should start conversation. And that means you can have conversations with us. You can tell us of things right. that... Yo,
utilize us as your resource.
I'm having a hard time understanding this. All right, let's talk about it. You know, like, okay. let's make this a conversation. This can be something that everyone can learn from, that we can learn from, can grow from, you know, and it's about building a community. Like, we have to be more connected. As a millennial, we're supposed to be all connected, but we're really disconnected.
We're on our way too, and
we are. And this is what I'm saying, like, this is us creating a connected community. You know, like, we have the internet, we have all these pages. Let's create a community that wants to talk, you know,
our hands.
Yes, let's make this a space to talk. You know, use the page to talk to each other. Like, this is how we are going to grow, by networking with ourselves, with other people who think alike, who want to, like, actually grow. Like-minded people, like-minded individuals is how we'll actually succeed. And that's what we're creating.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%. And
on that note.
That note, she's ready for it. And we are...
letting the end of our little episode.
And she's... we're closing off, but like she said, feel free to share with us and let us know what you think. We like feedback. We like questions. We want to interact with you. This is the purpose. And hey, maybe even use it. But
so thank you for listening and tuning in. And I hope to put out another episode next week.
And Wednesday night. At 6 p.m. Sorry, give that
so
time.
Stay tuned.
Because we got more for you. And trust me, it'll be a variety of topics.
Yes, let us all grow.
But we are done.
Goodbye. We appreciate you. And stay safe. And
stay away from the corona.
The rona ain't that nice.
Mm.
Bye.